We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Wines, available at KE Cellars in Tyler and Lindale at the Keepersall Winery on the grounds of Keepersall Estates, at Fresh by Brookshire's on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, and at neighborhood Brookshire's stores all over East Texas. It was Ronald Reagan that said that wars begin when governments believe that the price of aggression is cheap. That quote resonates particularly in light of the recent observance of the 72nd anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. That aggression was cheap is precisely what the warlords that were running Japan believed when they set out to neutralize the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet. Prior to Pearl Harbor, the U.S. was ill-prepared for war and as a result soon had to fight one. I offer this topic in light of the fact that while we have been distracted by the travails of Obamacare, the IRS scandal, debt ceiling fights, and the near constant threat of government shutdown, the Obama administration has been systematically gutting our military. Soon, we will have the fewest ships at sea since World War I, the smallest Air Force ever, and an Army and Marine Corps at their lowest levels of manpower, equipment, training, and readiness in four generations. More disturbing, though, is that most Americans are either completely unaware of America's diminished capacity or don't believe it's a problem. One recent Rasmussen poll of likely voters revealed that only a bit more than a third of Americans believe that the U.S. spends too little on its military. A majority, 56%, according to the poll, believe that America's military spending is either too much or about right. That America's military readiness is in visible decline, visible at least to those people around the world who would do us harm, and that places like Syria, Iran, Egypt, and Libya are heating up is no mere coincidence. Nor is it coincidental that China is establishing dominion over airspace to which it has no legitimate claim, or that Russia's Vladimir Putin is saying out loud that he wishes to regain Soviet-era superpower status. It's also not mere happenstance that Japan, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia are actively seeking nuclear weapons. All of this is happening as a direct result of the growing world realization that the United States lacks the power of deterrence that it once had. As America becomes militarily weaker, bad actors become more aggressive, and allies become more skeptical and distrustful. All of this is playing out in real time, right under our noses, and yet we seem not to notice. History is instructive if we're willing to pay attention. On some indeterminate date, sometime during World War II, the world woke up to find that the United States had more ships at sea and more men in uniform than the once mightiest of all, Great Britain. At that moment, world hegemony passed from one English-speaking, law-abiding, Judeo-Christian, God-worshipping nation to another without so much as a harsh word spoken between them. Such power has never passed so peacefully from one hegemon to the next and is unlikely to ever do so again. The United States did not seek the role of defender of world peace. We were doomed to it by the events of the mid-20th century. Americans could sleep just as soundly if the British Navy still patrolled the oceans and the British Colonial Office kept order in places like Egypt and the Palestinian Mandate. But alas, the British Empire is no more, and the job falls to us. If we fail to shoulder our burden, the results could be catastrophic. America, under the Obama administration, is once again making the price of aggression cheap. Only this time, aggression is cheap not only for malfeasant governments, but also for stateless practitioners of terror. The 5th century Roman writer Renatus put it succinctly, "If you want peace, prepare for war." With 7 decades now separating us from the horror of World War II, it appears that we will one day soon have to relearn this bitter truth. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. What we have on our hands this year is the shortest Christmas season in a long, long time. The late arrival of Thanksgiving has compressed the shopping season, and for many, including me, time now grows short. KE Sellers can help. Many on your Christmas list will be delighted if you'll stop by KE Sellers and select one of Keepersall's wine gift boxes. They start at just $35. They come in a wide selection of Keepersall wine combinations. They make a beautiful presentation. They can be enjoyed long long after the Christmas season is gone, and best of all for you, they're ready to go. You can be in and out of KE Cellars in just minutes with much of your Christmas shopping problem solved. And for friends and family around the state of Texas, KE Cellars can ship a Keepersall wine gift box and have it there in plenty of time for the big day. Wine is a lovely gift, and KE Cellars makes wine easy to give. KE Cellars is in Tyler on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20. And of course, you'll find them online at kecellars.com.